So if anybody wants to talk about anime, well let's talk Tenchi Muyo here.
It could be the
or Pretty Sammy.
It could be if they don't send a identifier string.
Oh come on. Audio is not too exciting right now. You want to talk about my new program STR News Leech? Some people are saying STR Porn Leech. That's not Tech Mage, it's me, Mr. STR SCQ. These were very dissimilar. I mean, I know how to write a program that will make connections. The camera is pointing out into the field right now. Let's point the camera at Joe Torre's girlfriend right now. Let's get a close up. Is that one running? Tech Mage is picking up high school chicks with his new car. So I hear you like high school chicks.
Is that true?
Yes. There you have it. The Tech Jalopy is picking up high school chicks. It's a spider. It's not a jalopy. It's very cool. I got to ride in the back seat, and then I got to ride in the front seat. I liked it.
To answer Weird Andy's question about the availability of the audio and the pictures, I hope to be creating another MPEG of the webcam shots that we've taken today. My guess is we've crested the 3,000 mark, almost 4,000 images for this show. And what we'll be doing is putting those up in an MPEG format so you can pull them down, it is quite large, but it's the best way to distribute that many pictures. And with the audio, I'm talking to the ProStation Audio people to see if I can get a copy of their software. That's a Y in Spider. Sorry. Get a copy of the audio software to do some basic editing to it, so it's not just 10 hours worth of crap you have to listen to get to the meat. We'll see how it goes. Yeah, no, we don't go there. I actually do drive a... It's a macro. You don't even have to aim it. Yeah, if you want to see the images, it looks like this. So, yeah.
Just stabilizing the mount.
Let's see. Render. That's what it grabs. So, anyway, the audio will be up as soon as I get around to putting it up. That's the best I can promise. End of show. So, let's see. At 4 o'clock, I'll officially turn everything off. Doug is typing out the URL of his location to his latest project, the News Leech, or Porn Grabber, as we're trying to get him to rename it. Essentially, pointed at a porn site, and it just goes downloads all the JPEGs for you. Oh, that's right, news groups.
Alt-binaries.
Yes, alt.binaries. And surprisingly, those are in the default preferences, as those groups that he enjoys. It's quite funny. So, I mean, yesterday was wonderful. I mean, yesterday was a perfect day for the stuff, and didn't have any technical problems whatsoever. So, what's that? In reference to...
Well, it's a credit to the show,
Night Flight asks. Sparse, much like the population density of most of northern Canada, is probably an accurate summation. The banquet, which had 100 seats, was full. I didn't see any empty seats in the house. Well, maybe a few empty seats in the corner. That was nice to see. Compared to a St. Louis show, it may be half of the crowd. Let's face it, it's a very, very small show. Guests on attendance, 100, 120, if that. It's hard to tell. Alt.binaries.chicks.hiskel? Okay. No, not quite. So, again, the biggest question is, when will the audio be up? And the audio will be up after I am able to... Well, now, EmmyFlop is a bit of a stretch, because you have to have the proper expectations. If this was a CES with this amount of attendance, then you probably might use that kind of language for the show. But, all things considered, I think it was within the presenter's intentions, or in some sort of realistic expectation
raffle.
Numbers. Oh, the final raffle. Hopefully I'll win something.
If you haven't picked up your prizes, you better hurry up, because when we start the raffle, we turn the board away.
So they're going to be raffling off some more stuff.
I don't see...
Oh, wait, I got a hat.
I don't see my numbers up there. I'm rooting for the 1,200 because I do need another one.
I need a 1,200 so I can get something faster than an 030 in it.
I need the 1,200 because I don't have that box style for them. I've got another one in box, in the old original box in my house. I just haven't touched it. Oh, my God. You're showing me. Oh, that's cool how it flips over like that. Hi, Ma. We're on TV. We're being filmed again. Yes, the audio is okay. Whoever decided to jack us decided they're not going to start yet. I'm sure they'll start soon. What did I win? Well, I... Why don't you type out a four-digit number between 11 and 18? So like 1101 or 1799. Pick a four-digit number and we'll tell you how close you are to a winner. There's the shuttle. I can take you to the airport. What time do you need to be there? Oh, shit. So it's like right now. Relatively soon, yeah. PJS won the 1200 software. Oh, excellent. Congratulations, Paul.
The dev box that Kermit Whittle is selling here at the show is just a representation of what Software Hut will be selling.
It's called a PC.
It's called a D'Amiga. D'Amiga. It's D-E Amiga, as opposed to what everybody's typing as D/D'Amiga. Qualla happily types in another registration number in his Newton. What was that range? 1108, 1156, 11388, 118. Oh, somebody's way out there. 1175.
1138.
Type a number between 1127 and 1817.
There's a 1158 up on the board. No, no one's got that. 1121. 1000 is too low.
There's no URL.
Bill Bouchard.
Oh, yeah, 11FF.
What is that? FF is,
FF is 255. 1-1 is 17. So 17 times 256 plus 255. But since I can't do math in my head, I don't know what that is.
The D'Amiga that was shipped to the show actually didn't arrive. There 666. There wasn't a. We got the box that had the keyboard and mouse, but we didn't get the actual D'Amiga itself, so it wasn't actually on display. Looks like a feather of some sort. So, we're on our 1157th image. We sent 34 megs. Well, I mean, we did hit the 200 mark. That would have pushed us pretty high on the Shoutcast list today. Let's see.
Look at the camera. Say hi. Say hi.
Say hello. No.
Say hello.
Say hi.
There's not that many people listening. It's only 21.
Come on.
Thomas, what'd you do today? Did you go to the zoo?
I went to go to the zoo.
Did you like the zoo?
Yeah.
Did you see any animals at the zoo?
Yeah.
What'd you see?
A squish penny.
You saw another squish penny at the zoo?
Yeah.
Sacramento Zoo. Did you have fun?
Yeah.
There you go. Oh. So what kind of animals did you see? What did you see? Did you see any animals at the zoo?
Yeah. I see a giraffe.
You saw a giraffe?
Yeah.
Did you see a zebra?
Yeah. A monkey.
You got monkeys?
We went to see monkeys.
Wait, lemurs.
Lemurs? Oh, the monkey with the little ringtail? Ringtail lemur?
Those are cats.
Those are what?
Red ruffs.
Red
cats.
Ruffs.
Yeah, they have a black one.
Yeah, those are really tasty. Barbecue sauce.
Somebody's talking to you. Says hello, Gaga, Goo Goo. Say, I know how to talk. Say, I know how to talk.
We're cleaning off the board.
Say, I can talk. I want a CD.
Huh?
I want a CD.
You want a CD?
Yeah.
I know how to talk.
It's the lightning round of the raffle.
I know how to talk.
They're gone.
We're in the raffle right now. So since the raffle's over, we can go.
We're gonna go to. I can't go to the pool with Grandma.
You're gonna go get in the swimming pool with Grandma?
Yeah.
No, not lemmings. Lemurs.
Lemurs.
Did you see a snow leopard?
Yeah.
So right now they're currently erasing the whole board because they're getting ready to do a lightning round of the raffle, which is always our favorite
big
part.
Say giraffe.
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 Yeah. Who is? Where is he?
He's over there. They'll love one of the original designs.
I mean, we've been on most of the time.
No. This is the most interesting audio feed so far.
Yeah, you get them to say
hey,
hi, I guess.
You get high marks, Thomas. You get high marks. You get high marks. Everybody likes to listen to you. Yeah. Did you see a flamingo?
Yeah.
What was it? What color?
Goodbye, Weird Emmy. Weird Emmy says goodbye.
Was red? Was it pink?
Venom says goodbye as well.
Is it a pink flamingo?
Yeah.
No.
Say hi.
Hi.
Say hi, Tom.
Hi. A feather? Where'd you get that?
Grass. Traffic jam.
Where was the grass? Did you go to the zoo? Did you like it?
Yeah.
Oh, I bet it was a lot. What was your favorite animal?
Okay, everyone, get ready for the raffle here.
Weird Ami said bye-bye.
All right. It's time.
Bye-bye. Okay, here goes.
And the first item off is a subscription to the for a year for the new Megan.
Cool.
By G&G Publishing Enterprises. The number is 1973. 1973.
Whatever. I don't care. They don't care either. There's not that many people online. Yeah, we have 20 at the moment. 43 on RC and 20 on the audio. We actually got attacked, so we lost.
The next.
We had about 60. I had to drop my.
Amiga Zone. A hat and a Sacagawea dollar.
Yeah.
Harv said he just minted it. One, five, four, six.
I don't know.
One,
eight, ten. I don't know.
Five, four, six.
Cool. That was loud.
Excuse me.
I've got to pack up and then. I don't know. I don't think I'll leave tomorrow. I don't know what I'm going to do.
One,
got to
five,
work today, but
four, six.
I don't know. I'll figure it out later.
You'll figure it out later.
Woo!
Going once. Going twice.
He does not have the.
One, five, four, six.
So now I'm in stereo.
Oh, that's good. 3.5. Mike, come here quick. 1516.
Interesting.
1516.
Can't find
it.
Just win a copy. Yeah, no. Mr. McCune being around would have been nice, but still. I mean, he was here and we had fun. Well, we had him.
Oh. He bought $4,000 worth of tickets.
$1,000. Does that hurt? So, anyway, just sitting along singing my song on a Winter's Wonders Day. I'll move
Mud Puddle.
A little.
CDTV. Oh, somebody just bought some. 2002.
Congratulations, Dan. No. eBay.
The Amazing eBay. Spider-Man from Software Hut.
Oh. It can be fixed.
A Commodore Special.
Hey, I could actually start to clean up here. God damn it.
1438.
No, we don't have to say it. Well, give it to me. I know what the check. She already killed
one. Thanks for doing the beard camera. That was great.
One yesterday were different.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome.
All right.
They're taking a picture of
me. Nice. Where'd you get that from?
Amiga Format 31. $16.99. It used to be $25.88. $16.99, huh? No? Oh.
If you can hear me, type 123.
A t-shirt. I think this is one from Northwest. $10.27. Men in Black. $14.57.
Okay, cool.
$14.57.
3, 2, 1. Okay, thanks.
Hand grenades. Four, five, and six. Horseshoes.
So if anybody's checking out my program, let me know what you think, okay?
Exile.
$13.21. $13.21. Thomas, come here. Look over here. Say hello.
Say it. No.
No.
Can you count to 10?
Count to 10.
I don't think you can count to 10.
Spider-Man.
Okay.
1678.
1678. Huh? 1678, is that yours?
No, I'm
in 15. What do you got, 1577?
No, just
1532. No, that was Casey.
Oh.
An Amiga special.
Dan.
What? 1689.
Yeah.
1689. Dan. What's ours, 14?
2.
We have a winner.
Oh.
Comes after 2.
3.
Push the
button.
Comes after
4. 5.
Keep
6. 7. 8. 9. 10.
Keep going.
Oh. Amiga's on with the dollar. $14.94.
Yeah, they've got 38 special on CD wrapped up like an Amiga.
Hey, Harv, you're financing St. Louis. We'd have a time loaner for looking through there.
Somebody can count. Just in case you're wondering, that's little STRIC.
We had to hold the dollar out and put that out special.
Oh, it is fixed.
Another Amiga special.
Oh, that's cool.
1950.
Drop the boxes.
1950.
Drop the prizes.
Black. 1009.
I just walked in there and I was like, girls in this stall. Clothes laying on the floor.
T-shirt. 1987. Yay, very good year. 1987. That looks right to me. Fields of Glory. 1893, the end of the Indian Wars. 1893. That was New Orleans. All Dogs Go to Heaven, a CDTV.
Dogs. Dogs.
Woof. 1956. That's the year I graduated. Spider-Man. 1256. 1256. Another Amiga special. 1242. Yeah, so he had that determined look down. The Assassins. 1816. Park, the mystery. 1392.
Did you get any registrations on it?
I don't see anybody either. I'm checking my number. Fields of Glory, 1113. That's three ones and a three. That should be a lucky number. Okay. Another Amiga Special. 1670. Another Amiga Special. 1179. 1179. Fields of Glory. 1531. Another T-shirt. 1579. I guess he hasn't got any more. That's in his packet number. Soccer. 1153. Theme Park, The Mystery. 1539. The last of the big specials. At least with the poster. 1925. Now he's becoming nonchalant. Theme park. 12:23. Throw that one back in. Haven't you got those in order yet? There it is. By the way, these will all be at St. Louis, right? Omega Format 29. 10-6-9. 10-6-9. One O 69. Just for you, Jim. Minus the posters. You get enough of those, you can make a rug out of it.
Two more NXT. That makes four. The problem
is that, oh, I got it. Now, no. Omega 29. 1839. An Omega Special, 1914. Guess what? That's it on those. Okay, soccer. Thirteen oh eight. Get down to the 13. Omega 29, 1501. Wait till they load it on the airplane there and they charge them extra for weight. Now the time has come.
Yeah, I guess so.
Actually, she should have kept spinning it until it fell out.
Run.
All right, we're going to the last game here. Everybody raise one hand. Everybody. All right, if I hit, I call the number and it's not there, drop it. 1, 9, 9, 2. Yeah.
That's all the raffle stuff. Here's John.
We'd like to thank you all for attending Amy West 2000. I hope it's been a very successful show for everyone. We certainly appreciate your attending the show, and I think we all had a pretty good time this year. Watch for Amy West 2001 next year. I guess you do want us to continue the show, right? No. We'll probably keep it here. I do have a question, and that has to do with the timing of the show. We've tended to put it in July. Part of that was a result when we originally held the first show, Gateway suggested that the July date was a good date. And it's generally been a situation where you want to have the same date every year or the same general time frame every year. This year we had the show at the end of July, partly because of problems in Sacramento. I don't know whether most of you know, but the track and field, Olympic track and field trials were held here in Sacramento last week and the week before. As a result, every venue here in Sacramento was sold out. So we were moved to the end of July as a result of that. But July may be a bad time anyway, and I'm kind of wondering if people would prefer a date, say, a little bit earlier in terms of, say, something like May or not. I know in terms of flights in a lot of, out of a lot of places, we're right in the middle of the summer season,
and
prices can get kind of steep. What is the preference of the people here?
Are you bumping me?
Yeah.
Fine in terms of what?
Out the wires, okay?
Right. Well, say, leave it in July.
This is the sound of one hand clapping. Did you get it? The Venom took off a couple minutes ago.
Okay, we'll probably continue with the. What?
July. July 8th.
No, that's
what I said.
In some respects, I kind of preferred the July date simply because it gave us more time after St. Louis. But what? Oh, yeah, everything after that is going to be a problem. I don't think we're going to run into the problem next year of the track and field trials interfering. However, we do have one situation at just about every hotel in the Sacramento area. Even though they can fit us in, we always are competing against the young soccer teams and what have you. And that just occurs in the summer. Of course, I know my granddaughter's like that. So all those boys running around, they... What?
Hi, everyone. My name is Bill Borsai. I'm the director of the Music Network.
Well, that's true. The end of May is the jazz festival here in Sacramento, which becomes a problem.
This is Casey Alverson, who is our internet provider.
June, after school's out.
He comes to us from the Seattle area. And has also
We may a lot of it may be dictated by the hotels, you know, when they can accommodate us. What? No, but I did want to get the feel of people as far as the timing of the show, and you know what they felt about it. We may end up having it also in July next year.
Microphones and video through our camera, and we project this onto
that's your birthday, right?
Website, ugn.amiga.org.
Well, okay.
We allow people
anyway. All right. Thank you all for coming. I think it's been a great show.
Actually, John talks. He's even plugged into our mixer, and his voice is going out. There's no red light. My name is Bill with the UGN, introduced to my friends here. What we do here is we broadcast video using a webcam system on our webpage and audio using freely available technologies in the MP3 format, again through our webpage, ugn.amiga.org, so the people who can't attend the shows can attend virtually. They can listen to what happens. We have interviews with prominent Amiga personalities and other important people in the Amiga community, such as Bill McEwen, who was on yesterday. And we also provide services of giving images of the show that update every 15 seconds on our webpage so that people can get a real sense of what it's like to be here, even though they're stuck in places like Sweden or God knows where else. So that's pretty much in a nutshell what the UGN does. And
what does it cost to be in the UGN?
Well, we actually don't have a user fee at the moment, and I don't think that we're going to be implementing that. At the moment, it's a very loose alliance of users groups. Not even that, really. Just a loose group of people who are working to get better relations with Amiga and through user groups. In the future, though, I'm hoping that we can help users groups provide users groups with more information between Amiga companies, Amiga Inc., and users groups themselves to make the business of running a user group and organizing them something that's a little easier to do.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Bob. Bye.
Okay, everyone, that's the end of it. I can hear Bill way in the background. Who's TechMage talking to? That was Bob Sharp, who's kind of on the webcam. He's the proprietor of the St. Louis Amiga Show. He's putting together a video from this show that he'll be giving to users groups around the world, and he wanted to get a few bits of information. And it was kind of an interview. It was more of a spiel, me talking about what I do. And now I have approximately 20 minutes to take all of this down, pack it up, and drive Casey to the airport. So, that said, I don't know who. Yes, it sounds like an interview. Again, someone called Bob. Again, Bob Sharp. Bye, Robert.
Bob Sharp, who is a member of the Amiga Saint, the Gateway Group, the Gateway Amiga Group, and he puts on the Gateway Amiga Show in St. Louis every year. I'm sure there's going to be one next year. Do we know the dates yet?
End of March, beginning of April.
So we don't have an exact time. End of March, beginning of April is next year's show. Put the video online. Ah, a request to have the video put online. Now that's an interesting twist. I mean, you got it paid for on the back end anyway, right? Like, take your video that you make and digitize it and make it available through the internet. Well, we can talk about it. That's a good idea.
Somebody offered me a ride, so.
Really? Oh.
All right, well.
See you later, man.
See you later.
Let me know if you need anything. If you get stuck or anything, give me a call. Anyway, so Casey's leaving us. Everyone say goodbye to Casey. 30 seconds from now, they'll all type goodbye. He says goodbye. Thanks for the work, Tech Mage. T-E-K. Thank you, Green Boy. Wow. I started here, I had two chairs. There are now six surrounding this table. I think I do, and though we don't really do anything for the show, we suck the show and we ram it down through the internet and we just kind of push it out. Bye bye. Are you coming back? Yeah, great. I'll see you then, man. So anyway, I'll just sit here and rant for a little while longer because I really don't want to clean up too much. I don't have any desire to pack up. 5:45. No, it's not yet 5 o'clock. It's Sunday. The airport's like 15 minutes away. So he'll have time. He'll have time. Casey's a resourceful young man. He can whip open his PDQ or whip open his PDA and, you know, delay the flight. He can crash the crash their servers long enough for him to take his flight. Man, yeah, it's a great having him around. Calling a bomb threat. Email a bomb threat. Oh, that'd be evil. Hell no, we won't go. Hey. No, it's www.hell.no. That's cute. Very, very cute. I don't know why I'm lagged to all kingdom come. Yeah, it's only going to take me about 15 minutes. I lied. I could do it in 15. But I have to wait for, like, innocence to get out of the way so I don't kill anyone. For people, like, because cables are whipping around, you know. Like, back, like, the original, like, inch metal they used to use at the BBC when they were first broadcasting, the thing would cut loose when it would break, and you'd have this, like, this piece of metal strip that's an inch wide whipping around the studio and cut people and stuff. So we will have a security force come and force Tech Mage to pack up and go. You got to go to the airport, drive fast, pack later. No. No, someone else is going to take Casey to the airport, so it's okay. We got away with that. So. They never. I rule those people, man. The security guards love me. It's awesome. You just make friends with people, and you can do whatever the hell you want. The ones in St. Louis are the worst. Hey, Bob, you got to do something about those security guards in St. Louis. They always give me the most flack. Yeah. Yeah, I was like, I need to come in and work on this stuff. Like, no, you can't come in. It's the worst. After, like, 2 o'clock in the morning, though? Yeah, I know, that's the thing. No. That's true. Huh?
You still drink?
Yeah. No, it's still going. Got 18 people listening. Whoever tried to attack us before hasn't. Which is nice.
Maybe we get something worked out.
Okay,
thanks. Great. I'm just ranting. It's nothing major. Who's here now? Yeah, there's 30 people on the channel. 19 on the broadcast. Camera's been inverted.
wife made you pack up the dough.
Yeah.
Did you tell them thank you for whatever you did?
For calling security?
No.
Oh.
For whoever flooded us off.
Nah, I don't care. It gives them too much power. That's what you said, wank nut. Okay.
Who is he calling that to?
Everyone say bye a million times. Bye a million times.
Get it on the web.
What? No more, well.
Just. Yeah, it'll take a while.
Do it weird.
Don't stand in front of the camera.
Somebody hacked you. Kind of. What?
Didn't
he? Who? No.
It's in red?
It's just highlighted because he used my nick.
Oh.
I have a highlight on.
How come I don't know how to do that? I have better
money. No, what happened is somebody just opened up 150 connections on the audio server and just took up the available bandwidth.
It's not progressing on the video. 83, it's been sitting at 1183 for a while.
Yeah, there's a lot of lag, and it's dependent upon AMIRC. I'm sorry, AMFTP to get the image up onto the web. Oh, yeah. Custom Javi.
All right, there it was actually done.
Somewhere out here is a minimized AMFTP.
Is that
an Amiga?
No.
No, that's an Amiga.
Oh, okay. That's this Amiga here.
It's a 3000. It's actually done a pretty good job, apart from yesterday when it crashed late at night. PC's been a bit unstable today, but that's because of our friends. See, it was much faster this time. Did in the audio? I don't know who did it. It was anti-gravity. Green Boy, do you label all of your conspiracies with good numbers like that? Hey, do you want to talk for a while? I got work to do.
Hi, it's me. Weird Ammy says, that's pretty rude. You know what? It is pretty damn rude, and I'm really disgusted. I don't ever want to see that again.
It happens every time.
It does? Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, they've always sabotaged our...
I don't understand why people want to do that. It just, I don't know. I'm just here to have fun and hope you guys know how much we miss you and wish you were all here. That's all. Guess what? I know this. Sorry, he unplugged me. Anyway, I had my picture taken with none other than Dale Luck. Can you believe that? So, okay, I acted a little starstruck. I did. I went up and I go, excuse me.
Oh, to Dale?
Yeah, can I have my picture taken with you? He probably thought, you idiot, get out of here. I go, I'm sorry, we're driving you. I go, we're driving you nuts, aren't we? And he goes, well, it's okay. With somebody... I don't know. I'm sorry if I embarrassed everybody on the channel by doing that, but that's okay. I had fun. Anybody hear me? Is the camera upside down or something? In Verticam? Who's horrible Cunix people in conjunction with anti-grav? What do you mean? I don't know any of this technical whatever stuff. Do you want me to help?
No, I got it.
No, I guess I'm going to keep talking until he gets... If I help, I'd probably get in his way, and then I'd be more trouble than I'm worth. Well, I don't know about that. Whatever. What, being on the banquet thing?
Yeah,
I forgot to tell you, we had some thank yous, too. Oh, I did tell you. It's not upside down now. I think he turned it back over. Murph, I'm sorry you could hear us a minute later, but it's kind of slow. Maybe by the time we have the next show, he'll get the speed better or something. He improves everything, every time. And I think everybody ought to send TechMage a thank you email because everyone to send them a thank you email, do you? No, maybe you don't. He unplugged me again. The table is on the ceiling? No.
Yeah, he put the thing on upside down.
Who did?
Oh.
What is it? FNTC. FNTC. James, yeah. Yeah.
JDK all the time. Yeah, JKD, whatever.
Java development kit. Yeah, I used to get called.
I like the Knicks.
No, it is. It just seems so much easier.
Was the boxer demoed? Okay. I am sorry to tell you this, but no, it was not. Crido sends TechMage five whatever emails. That's more than 5,000 million.
God, not an email bomb.
Don't do that. I'll just bash him on AmigaNet. That's always constructive. Weird Amy's going to bash you. I think I said him. I must have missed something. Kala, absolutely not. They said the motherboard was not working. Oh, I'll take it. We can auction this off. Well, anyway, it wasn't working. Boxer? Did you even see it? Did they even have anything but a blank board? That's all I saw was a naked board. Yeah, this had nothing, absolutely nothing. And you know the other thing? I have a card at home that has absolutely nothing. I could tell you guys, you know what, I'm coming out with this card. It's going to be the Venom Special. All I have is a card, though. Come to the show.
Pre-order
them. I'm only going to sell them for $1,000. I'll tell you what, they're awesome. Yeah, right.
Dave Haney put out a card or a picture of a device he was working on way back when under Metabox, Pios or whatever.
Pios. I
remember that.
The Pios one, how it had the PCI slots and all that stuff. Those are composites. Matt, I went to his house and room one time and actually saw the device. Any PCI slots on it. Half the connectors were missing. He just took pictures of the connectors and pasted them on.
Albie, he said 2 weeks now. Well, if he comes out with something in 2 weeks, then I will be very respectful to him. And if he doesn't come out with something in 2 weeks...
In 2 weeks, we'll have this.
Yeah. See, he does not do that. You cannot do that. You have to say we're working on it. Who was it? The Hyperion guy. What did he say? He goes, we'll release it when it's ready or something like that. When are you going to have this out? When it's ready. Yeah. When it's and like he said, they said, what games are you going to get? Are you going to do this or that? Not until we see them and try them out and see how good they run. If they're not going to run, we're not going to even tell you guys about it. Good for you.
The guys sat there just saying, you know, the SDK is not even ready. I mean, they know it's not ready because they're working on parts of it. So.
Right, and that's why some of these bigger entities aren't ready to...
And if they're
getting it and trying it.
If Meagre had waited 6 more months to release the SDK, it would have been a lot more impressive, I think.
Exactly. Not only would it have been more impressive, but we might have lost a lot of attention. So he felt sorry that nothing's been done. And like he said, he's only had this company, 6 months?
Yeah.
That's not long for a company. Everybody knows a company, you have to... It takes 2 years to do anything with a company. Especially if somebody's left a bad taste, like Gateway. Put your glasses in front of the cam so we can see further stuff. Oh, I don't know. He has a gunfighter stare when confronted. Who does? Oh. I know they're talking anti-gravity. Well, there's Kermit. He's going to say.
You have an audience.
Steve knows I love
him. Everybody loves me. You have an audience of 20 people to say what you need to say here.
29. There you go. Oh, really? Steve, are you from Canada?
No, I'm from Australia, actually, mate.
Australia, yeah, that's that place near Germany, right?
Right, it's just the other side of Switzerland.
Yeah. That's a really nice place, yeah. Yeah. So how do you find it here in America?
Too effing hot.
Too effing hot, okay. Whoa! Okay, if you look over here audibly, you see the things fell over. Okay.
10 people nearly woke up when something went bang at the Amiga show.
Well, there's this one guy who still is in shock up there. Cash in one hand and a dazed expression otherwise. And no, it's not Harv Laser. No. So I guess the camera's down now. Oh, good. Just pointing out the audience. Hello, everybody. Oh, hold on. And here we'll demonstrate for you Joe Torre's official badge. We'll be putting this up on eBay later. Bid starting at $25. Did you hear that? Okay, I just want to make sure you heard that, Bill. Joe Torre's badge going up on eBay. We'll turn you now back over to the dulcet tones of Venom.
Thank you, Kermit. Spin his sleep button. Tech Mage is knocking things over and breaking them. He said, I'm not. It wasn't him. That was Crito that said that. Oh, and the blimp rides again, baby. Uh-oh, it's going to the air. It's going to be sucked in. Did anyone post any Amiga stuff to Slashdot so the daughters might slash the Amiga yet again? I have no clue. Did anyone buy a De Amiga? I have no clue.
There was actually no De Amiga demonstration here. As to whether anybody decided they were going to sign up for a show special of $800, I have no idea.
Is that how much it was?
I think you'd have to ask Kermit.
That's not bad.
We just missed him, so.
Yep, he just left. He was chasing the blimp. I don't know where he went now. FNTC has the blimp now, and he is turning it in our direction. Oh no! Oh! I'm sorry. It almost went up in that hole again.
Yes, Colin, Blimp is back. Blimp is actually terrorizing everybody in the hall.
They're going to keep that thing away from me. Uh-oh. Oh, we have Houston, we have trouble. Red hat pin for sale, anyone? Why would I want a red hat pin? Although I do have a red jacket. All of us have had to do it via IRC to get free t-shirts, too. Did the blimp cam work? It's beached in the ceiling. I don't know if it was working or not, to be honest with you. See, you guys should have come to the show. You would have gotten free T-shirts. They're awesome. We're gluttons for punishment. Yeah, it makes your voice squeaky. What does it do? Yeah. Oh, if you just do it a couple times. Yeah. But people do it every day type of thing. Forget it. Well, we're working on something like that with the UGN. They told us some stuff, and as soon as we know, it'll be up on the site. Shh, don't tell. I said that. We will have some information and let you know. And then he puts them all on, and man, that thing, that guy just destroys everything, including himself, didn't he? Only sheep and penguins, what does that mean? I will tell you guys this, it sounds promising to me. What vid?
Okay.
Oh no. Okay, here comes Tech Mage the Munchkin.
A bit. Hold on, I'll get a really good haul. Oh yeah. That's all, folks.
Did you guys hear that? Not drugs, he's doing helium. The blimp helium.
And it would make him talk slower.
Yeah, where did that thing go? Where did Joe's badge go?
That's true, yeah. It would be hard to get rid of.
Are we gonna put auction it off at my next user group.
Yeah. We said we're putting it on eBay. We must put it on eBay.
Tell Harv, he'll put it on
eBay. I'll put it harder.
And it's even got the only red and white boing ball on it.
Are you going to do voices in like helium and like, or is that just too far fetched?
We just did.
I'm not really actually.
So now you think we're nuts. Oh, you think we are? Hello.
Helium shots, $5.
Oh, yeah. Trying to make some quick buck here, huh?
You got to recoup my cost, man.
Harvest? Oh, not Harv. Oh, okay. No, they're talking about Fleecy, I think. Something about a green card or something.
Oh, you had a problem with the green card?
Yeah, that's what somebody said. Something to do with. Something to do with. Yeah. I remember his wife got on there and wrote a letter or something. I wrote
yeah,
him a letter
yeah,
back.
Yeah, like my ass.
Huh?
His wife. I don't get away from
that. Well, whatever. I still wrote
I never
him
believed
back.
That was his wife, to be honest. I mean, I always thought it was him, you know? Oh. Oops. Thing
is on?
Okay, this is
This is not an official statement from my opinion. It's a fair opinion.
Stinking gateway. We don't need no stinking gateway. Ridiculous. Everybody got in limbo like that.
And
I'm sure. Everybody just dropped off because everybody dropped off and they all went.
Well, the problem is we got a lot of licenses based on the recommendations that they made. Crumbling deals and so on for a year. And, you know, we didn't go for Macintosh at the time because there was no point because the whole thing to me was going to come out, we're going to get crumbling deals. It was all very good.
What the hell's that? What is that? They're playing some weird thing over there. I have no clue what it is. It just seems kind of sad that a big company like that could be so jerky. What is that?
That's somebody trying to do a karaoke version of some kind of Kurt Cobain song.
Oh, that sounds... Tech Mage, did you let anybody use a screwdriver? A Tech Mage.
Fire a screwdriver.
Oh my God.
He's still at it going, oh my God.
Everything's so now colorful-ish. So many colors.
Now he's getting all dizzy and wacky.
I was just
trying to be nice and just kind of slipped a word in there. Uh-oh, what is it? Who put, what?
I did it. Whatever it is.
What smart dork put the PLS on the same port as the stream? It says it right there. Kala. Am I saying your nick right, Kala?
Oh, okay. Show me that message.
What smart dork put the PLS on the same port as the stream?
Kala, you're a fool, man. The new Shoutcast server does that itself. So you don't need no stupid other stuff.
Did you hear him? Crido says, Techmage, actually, stop that. Inhaling helium can be very bad for you. Oh, here we go. Everybody here has said that. Everybody. Now it scares me. I've done that before. Maybe that's why I'm so weird. I don't know.
Well, we gotta wrap it up.
Okay, we gotta wrap it up. I've been given the thing like they do in the camera. One more piece gets unplugged. I'm unplugged. Okay. I will probably go in my room and chat later. I hope some of you are on there. I will give you a full report later, but I could tell you this much. I think it's good. I like Bill. I like Randall Hughes. He was very nice the first time I met him. Some of the others I've met always felt so unapproachable. These guys, they just seem real nice and friendly and have, like, they're got heart. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it to you. They just like this community, and I think they're trying to do the best for us. That's all they can do. That's all you can ask. So, if you hang in there, great. If you don't hang in there, still hang around so you can see it all happen. Okay, see you guys later. They said bye, everyone at the show.
Bye. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Over and out.